Tenzin Shergill and the Monks of Tibet. Now, Tenzin was born to a nomadic family in southwest Tibet, raised in a Tibetan refugee community in India, where he started to explore his musical talents. And now he draws on traditional Tibetan roots to create original compositions, and he is joined a little later on by Monks of Tibet. Please make them welcome, Tenzin Shergill and Monks of Tibet.
Tashidele to everyone, and good evening, and a really happy Womat for everybody. I'll start with a song which says, gone, gone, gone beyond, gone further beyond, so be it. Thank you. Monks and myself, we really enjoyed being here. And a little bit later on, monks will come on. So what I will present is more the secular part of the music, and then they will do the monastic part. I'll do a song that I recently wrote. It's called The Snow Lion. Not The Snow Line. Sometimes when I pronounce it wrong, so people think that it's Snow Line. It's The Snow Lion, the animal lion. And it's about overcoming fear. And it was really nice. I sang this song when I was in New York, and I was singing this tune, and Philip Glass heard this song, and then he wrote a score for it. So, but I will play it without the score now. But he wrote a score, and then it's so there's a string quartet and things like that with this tune, but I'll do it solo this time. So it's about overcoming fear. The snow lion is a mythical animal in Tibetan. It's on the Tibetan national flag, which is always I carry it on my instrument, a little one here. And it's got, so it's about elegantly this snow lion is walking forward towards Tibet through the Himalayas. So this is a nice little tune. Hopefully you'll enjoy.
Thank you.
Himalaya, because we'll go from the snow line to Himalaya, and Himalaya is a song about asking the majestic Himalaya mountain to move a little apart so that we can travel through easily. As majestic as Himalaya can be, but looking at it, it's a beautiful and majestic, but it becomes a big obstacle for those Tibetans who come out into the exile, or those who want to go back into exile. So it's a little metaphor about the feeling of being an exile, or about wanting to go back home, or about coming out. So, and it, in the lyric, it says about two mountains, though they don't meet, but they see each other all the time. And two rivers, though they don't see each other, but they have the fate to meet at some point. So it's a nice little tune, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. And after that, I'll ask the monks to come and...
Thank you. Oh,
Thank you very much. We have the Tibetan monks from Tashi Lhunpo Monastery, and we've been on the road for the last 2-3 months now, and we're heading back home. This is our last stop for this year, and then we'll be heading back home to India. And what we're going to do now is a small invocational instrumental piece, which is called Invocation of Sounds. And we'll do a, it's kind of like asking, not only inviting not only you, but also all the spirit beings to be amongst us. And then from this onwards, then the monks will do a couple of chantings which are about Semke. Sem meaning heart, Ke meaning growth. So giving growth to the heart. So becoming more of a warm-hearted person, which you all are, I bet. And thank you for having us, and this is Invocation of Sound. Thank you. And I'll leave you with the monks of Tibet from Khasi Lumpur Monastery, and enjoy the set.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
We'll do a small dedication prayer, a short one, for the dedicate this concert, this evening's concert, to benefit of all the sentient beings, and be joyous about that we are all happy and living. So, thank you for coming, and we'll do a short dedication prayer. Now, my soul.